You're listening to The Big Show with George Russick and Matty Rose on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Hour number three. It's The Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, powered by MortgagesToGo.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit MortgagesToGo.ca. We're here at the beautiful $3 million show home, courtesy of the Calgary Health Foundation Foothills Hospital Home Lottery. It's professionally decorated. It's just four bedrooms, six bathrooms. It's crazy. We're here in Harmony in Rocky View. And don't forget the early bird prize tomorrow midnight, your chance to win a $1 million Canmore condo, 1,600 square feet, two bedroom, two bath, two balconies, also $25,000 in cash. You know what you can win at the bottom of the hour?
What?
Some Luke Bryan concert tickets. We've been talking NHL realignment. What? We kind of want to hear from you. Give us, realign the Flames and the Oilers into a new division. 960-960, name and location. We'll mix in some phone calls, and we'll do that at 8:30. How's that? How about we do a sporty sport topic for Luke Bryan tickets?
Sure.
Realign the Flames and the Oilers into a new division, and we'll see if we like the idea, and then you got a chance to win Luke Bryan tickets.
It's going to be like we're doing CBS Sports Radio. Come on, clones, get on the line.
Sure.
Load up your takes.
Rack them.
Rack them.
Rack them.
Don't like that call.
Yeah.
I didn't like that call.
Our next guest does a great job of covering the LA Kings, the National Hockey League. He's a senior writer at the Fourth Period. You also hear him on SiriusXM NHL Radio on the Atlas Pizza and Sportsbook guest hotline. Our man, Dennis Bernstein. Good morning, sir. How are you?
You're going to do a remote, George. You did it the right way, without question. For a guy who's done a lot of remotes, if you're going to pick a venue, you've picked a very, very good menu.
Yeah.
And since you guys know I listen to the show, kudos to Patrick for that eight division realignment.
Oh, that, right?
Thank you, DB.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, that actually makes a lot of sense. Holy crap. So it's going to be interesting times when we have Salt Lake City in the 32.
Yeah, I can't find a flaw with his divisional realignment. I just can't.
You got to come with a new playoff format, probably, but that's also pretty easy. Yeah. I think you could kind
division
of figure
winners,
it out. You do something
seeds.
Just like the NFL. Yeah.
Four division winners,
like
four wild cards.
Exactly.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yep. Look, we did it, guys. Look, collectively.
Yeah. All right.
Someone put it on paper and just send it off to the commissioner's office. No problem. We've got it all done.
Get on the plane. Go to New York.
Great.
Explain it all.
That's it. Get in that meeting with Daly and Gary.
Sure.
Are you surprised we're at this point finally? Like, what the hell took so long, Dennis? Like, it's just this, the patient that is the Coyotes just hanging on forever.
Yeah.
And just eventually, like, this seems like this is finally the last straw.
It is, but it hasn't surprised me, George, because how deep have they dug their heels in the desert in Arizona forever? They owned the team for like 10 years. I think they went to the conference final under league ownership. So, and George, they're going to come back, right? So even if they move this team and they do, and I think some of the impetus is, you know, you're talking about if you put a shovel in the ground today in Arizona, it takes 3 years to build a building, that will put you at 5 years at mullet. And I think that part is really untenable for the Board of Governors. I think that's the critical point that we're at. If they were playing, let's say, still in Glendale or the downtown arena where the Suns play, I think there would be less sense of urgency to do this. But I just think the venue makes it really untenable for the league, and that's why they want to move on.
It is embarrassing, isn't it, for a Big Four sport to be in a college arena?
Yeah. Well, you know, yes and no. Yeah. Look, I've been there. The atmosphere is amazing, but for HRR, it stinks. Like, there's no media section. I was at the top of one of the aisles in the concourse, and people were spilling the popcorn and soda on me opening night, but it was still a unique experience. But remember,
sure.
When Hartford moved to Carolina, they played in Greensboro, and they drove an hour to the games because it was – and the upper deck was roped off. So it's happened in the past. I just think that 5 years of that scenario just doesn't work for anybody anymore. And they knew it. They knew there was going to be at least 3 years when they signed the deal, and maybe a fourth year. But now you're looking at 5 years, maybe, you know, more if you don't get that deal done. So it's no, George, it's not surprising. It is time, but they love that market, and they're going to come back. So when they go to 34 or 36, Arizona's going to be one of those teams because of the – yeah, They're going to 36, George. Like 5 to 7 years, you're going to see 36 teams. Arizona's going to be part of it. And because it's a top 10 media market for the U.S.
If you're in Quebec City, how do you feel building that arena that was supposed to house an NHL team?
Well, if you had more corporations move in when you built the arena, then fine. And that's the issue, George. It's not the arena. It's not that it's, you know, basically a French-speaking city, unlike, you know, Montreal, which is a bilingual city. It's, there's no corporate support. And that's the reason why there's always a pushback and saying it's not working. Yeah, it's a small market. Yeah, it's a Canadian market. I get it. Maybe you don't want another Canadian team. And now there's starting to be some chatter. I'm sure you guys will love this, about a second team again in Toronto, right? But the Quebec situation is just, it's just lack of corporate support. It's not a big enough city with a big enough business district to support an NHL team from an advertising standpoint.
Dennis, from somebody who's from that area of the world, a second team would work in Southern Ontario. It absolutely would. I just don't know how much it would affect the Buffalo Sabres.
That's true. But there's a lot of Leaf haters in Toronto, so I'm sure it'll work very, very well. But yeah, exactly. So there you go. And look, there's three. Okay, I know New York's a little bit different, a little bit bigger, but there's three teams in that market. You could do a second team. And I don't think it would affect Buffalo that much. It would help Buffalo if they actually got to the playoffs, George. That might help the team as well.
Yeah, but Dennis, that's what I don't understand. Like, a second market in Toronto, and I know the Leafs have the rights and the territorial stuff, and I understand all of that. But when it comes to markets, like, that's a better market than Houston, Arizona, Salt Lake City, Atlanta. Stop me when I'm wrong. That would be a better market than all of those places, and they would make a ton of money.
Well, is there a billionaire in that market that can do what the billionaires in other markets doing? And I think the overarching theme right now, George, is business is really good. You got billionaires like lining up and fighting. I want to keep my team. I want to buy your team and move it to my state. And I think that's the overarching thing. So, yes, I agree with you that it is certainly a market that can hold two teams. But you have it, when you have Tillman Fertitta, who's a, you know, a big guy here in the States, now wanting to bring a team to Houston, which is a top five media market, like, I assume at some point in time it's going to happen. So not to disrespect it and saying that Toronto can't happen, but the guys who are active right now who are lining up are in Utah and now apparently are going to be in Houston as well.
It's going to be fascinating to see how this all shakes out as we kind of get into the offseason here. Another story to keep an eye on, but the playoffs are coming up. The Kings haven't got their X just yet, but probably will soon. What have you made of the recent play for LA as they get set to take on the Flames here? Pretty good run at home for the Kings ahead of this game.
Matty, this team has been so wildly inconsistent. It's amazing. And they couldn't get their X tonight. They wouldn't beat Calgary. They'll clinch. But if especially the fans of Calgary, if you watched the Kings play in Calgary, what, a week, 10 days ago, it looked like there were 18 strangers out there on that net. It was they saved their worst game for game like 73, which was stunning. And it's funny because then they go in, and it's funny because at the beginning of the season for this team, what did you hear? Great road record, right? Oh, set a record, NHL record. They were great. If you look at the last 3 months, the team with the best, and they were really bad at home. They were under 500 at home. The team with the best home record after the All-Star break, LA Kings. And now they can't win a game on the road. So they go home. They beat Vancouver 6-3 in a very convincing win, right? And then they go up to San Jose. I saw that game. I was there. Like, that effort they put in San Jose, guys, they would have beat one team, NHL team that night, the San Jose Sharks. The other 30 teams, the other 29, they would have lost to. And then with the opportunity to clinch a wild card spot on Monday in Anaheim, who's playing terribly, they lose to Anaheim, play 10 minutes, score one goal. They're so inconsistent. They could go out tonight, guys, and beat Calgary 5-0 and look like world beaters. I don't know which team shows up every night against, and I mentioned three teams who are certainly inferior at this point in time. I'm sure for Jim Hiller, it's been a really maddening couple of weeks because there's been no consistency to the game.
Does Jim Hiller know who his starting goalie is for game one of the playoffs?
Yeah, I think it's going to be, I would think it's Cam Talbot. That's where I would lay because, you know, there's more experience with respect to the playoffs and Cam's been really good. Now, if Cam would lose game one and two, do I think he'd have any issue playing David Richardson game three? No. So I think I think that he'll utilize. It won't be a rotation, Matty, But I think if mm-hmm. can't get the job done in games, like with respect to getting an outcome and a result, I think he wouldn't hesitate to go to Ridge, because Ridge, with respect to the numbers, has been just as good. He hasn't been used as much, and the usage that you've seen Cam Talbot, Jim Hill have down the stretch leans me towards believing that game one would be Cam, but you could see Ridge in a series because he's been very liberal with respect to using his goalies.
Is that the biggest question surrounding this team right now, or is there anything as far as line combinations or pairs or maybe even who that starting 18 are going to be that's maybe even more in the forefront?
Well, Hiller was using a lot of 11-7, right? 11 forwards and 7 defensemen for a long stretch, like a month. And that was some due to injuries because Victor Arvidsson was out. He's finally come back. Carl Gernstrom was out. So out of necessity, he was going 11-7. Now it looks like he settled 12-6. Akil Thomas is a rookie who's gone through a really long road to get to the NHL, a couple of shoulder surgeries, but a player they can play the wing and center. So I think he's going to go 12-6. I think with respect to this team, it's what you're going to – it comes down to one guy. And you know the guy I'm going to tell you is. Like the guy that they traded for, three guys for, they paid $8.5 million a year for the next 8 years. It's up to Dubois. And the disappointing thing about Dubois, because they got it for game 83, right? They said, we can't beat Edmonton. Our center play wasn't good enough. Dubois, Kopitar, Deneau, who have been solid. Adding Dubois to the mix will have that done. When the Kings don't play well and the top six doesn't deliver against the Calgary or against an Anaheim or against even a San Jose, you need a Dubois to lift his line up and produce and get goals. Now, he's playing with Kevin Fiala, so there's no excuse. You have a creative player on one side, a good rookie, Alex Laferriere, on the other, who's a grinder, who's got 11, 12 goals. Dubois has to raise his level because at some point, like, your top line's going to get shut down. And the other thing that it already impacts us as well is, as great as Quentin Byfield's been this season as an emerging player, he's gone 17 games without a goal. It's not the best time to go goalless for that long period of time. But it comes down to Dubois. Like, if they're going to beat any of these teams out of the Pacific, and it's the only route they're going to go. Manny, I'll tell you this. If they drop to the second wild card and play Dallas the first round, they're going to lose in three games, not four games. That's how overmatched they've been against Dallas this season. Like, they have no chance. They didn't want a chance to win a round, which they haven't done since the Cup. Since they've won the Cup, it would be going through the Pacific Division. But you have to get more, much more, out of Dubois, and that's been the crux of the situation with respect to his play all season.
Do you think if the Oilers, if you hit them with some true serum, they'd say, yeah, we'd love to play the Kings in round one?
I think so, but it's really hard to beat the same team three seasons in a row in the playoffs. It is. And L.A. is very competitive against Edmonton. The results don't look that way, but if you look at the games and the way they rolled out, George, all season, they've been all close games. Like, every game gone into the third period, with up for grabs. Edmonton's been the better team, but they haven't been as great on the power play this year. So if the Kings and their penalty kills, I think top three still, even though it's regressed a little bit here the last couple of weeks. I think the Kings are motivated. I think if you ask Drew Doughty off the record, he goes, hell yeah, I want to play the Oilers. I want to finally beat this team. I don't know when we play them. So I just think when you look at L.A., the teams you want to avoid are the Central Division teams. And that's why, even though people say, we just want to get in, we don't care where we finish, I don't know. I look at how they played against the Central Division, especially Dallas and Colorado. They've only beat them one time. It was Colorado on a back-to-back. They played an overtime game in Anaheim the night before, and they played without Cale Makar. They're overmatched against those two teams. So they're really, truly only route to success in the playoffs, which is what they really need this season because the pressure's on, is through the Pacific. So, yeah, Edmonton would probably want to play Los Angeles, but I don't think they're afraid of playing any team at this point in time either.
Dennis, I had a big rant on the Edmonton Oilers. Maddie and I made Oilers Reddit. How I don't care what the Oilers have done in the regular season. It's all about what they do in the postseason. What's a successful season for the Oilers? Obviously, winning the Stanley Cup. But what do you think the minimum expectation should be for that team in the postseason?
Okay, so they've played together, Connor and Leon, for what, 8 seasons, 9 seasons? And they have not won a conference final game. They got there once. They got swept by Colorado. So I would say get conference final or Stanley Cup final. And then, it's funny. That there's been chatter in L.A. about the 1-3-1 and why it doesn't work and it's boring. And I'm like, oh, you think that system doesn't work? What about the system that has Connor and Leon, two of the top three players in the league, playing together for 8 years and not winning a conference final game? Is that working as well? So I think a deep run, I think three rounds, George. Other than that, then what was the point, right? Why'd you go, you know, to get Adam Henrique? And that was supposed to be Ann Carrick, who's going to be a useful fourth-line player. I think a deep run is – if you lose in the second round or if you lose in the first round, like, no, that you have to win a conference final game and probably get to a Stanley Cup final. Because at some point in time, you know, Connor and Leon want to play, and I think Leon's 2 years away from a contract extension. If they fail again and they go down in flames again, you know, in this playoff, maybe Leon says, "Yeah, maybe it's time for a change of scenery where I can go actually win a title."
Are they deep enough to do that?
Yeah, I think that they're deeper than they have been, right? But again, it's the bottom six and it's the bottom four defensemen and it's the goaltender. Like, so yeah, if they are, because you look at the teams. Here's the thing, George. There's 10 teams that can win a Stanley Cup. You can make the case for everybody, the top five in each conference. But you could also make a case for them not winning the Stanley Cup and getting knocked out in the first round. So, yeah, Edmonton's better equipped this season. But now, here, George, now Connor McDavid didn't play last night in a pretty pivotal game against Vegas. And I know they won. They played great. And now you got a situation, George, where you got Edmonton, who's still, I think, trying to win the division title. They've got five games in seven nights with our injured Connor McDavid. So now what are you going to do? I know there's no load management in this league, but if you're Chris Knobloch and you're the front office, if you're Kenny Holland, you want Connor playing all those games and he's not 100%, and there's some easier games there with Arizona and San Jose, but you're still going for a division title. What do you do there? So I think they are certainly equipped to get out of the West, right? But it's going to come down to their depth. It's going to come down to CC and Nurse and Vinny Desharnais and, you know, and Kulak. Like, how well are they going to play in the playoffs? Because you know what you're going to get from the top pair. Top pair is fantastic, right? Ekholm scored. He's got 10 goals nobody ever talks about. And Bouchard's emerged. It's the depth, George. What's going to betray them is going to betray them every other season. It's going to be the depth. It's going to be the goaltending.
Fascinating to see how things shake out here for the Vegas Golden Knights. It would be shocking if they end up losing. But the St. Louis Blues have won back-to-back games. The Knights have lost three in a row. And I like to live in a fantasy world where the Vegas Golden Knights fall out of the playoffs and we get to see what happens next with Noah Hanifin still not signing an extension. Do you think that the Knights have any chance of falling out of the playoffs, and what would happen if they do?
Okay, well, here's the thing, Matty. Don't get your hopes up, because the last two games, Vegas has all four home games left. The last two are Chicago and Anaheim. They're not losing those games if they have to win them.
Okay, fine. And St. Louis fine.
Yeah, and St. Louis has Carolina still, and they finish in Dallas. So I just don't think – and look, here's the thing. St. Louis went into San Jose and got shut out 3-0. Like, you don't deserve – I'm sorry, you don't deserve it. You don't. Vegas is not going to fall out. Now, the second part of your question, Matty, is, like, what happens with this team? And you didn't even mention Marcin Soto doesn't have a contract for next season. And he's been – he's had a sweetheart deal. He's 41. He's their MVP. So what do you got to pay him? $8-9 million? So how do you do that if you got Hurdle on the books? You want to extend Hanifin? What's Hanifin going to, you know, you got Hanifin on the books for less than $2 million. It was a great trade. But now what? Right? So, again, it's going to be tricky for this team. And is Aiden Hill going to be healthy? I don't know. Is Logan Thompson going to beat – who would they play right now? Dallas? I don't think so. So if they stay the two seed, that's why these games are important, Matty. Like, they got to win these games to get out of that second wild card, so they don't have to play Dallas, because they won't beat Dallas. They can beat Edmonton. They can beat Vancouver. They're not going to play L.A. So that's the challenge with this team. But this could be not seismic because, you know, look, Stone's still out. He's not going to be back till May. But could there be massive changes? Yeah, because, again, how do you fit Marceau, who's their heart and soul player and their MVP, because he plays all the games, unlike Mark Stone? How do you keep him happy? How do you keep him home?
I love when the playoffs start, because we get nice playoff action at 5 o'clock here in Calgary. You guys get it at 4 yes. down in LA there, and the Eastern Conference is fascinating right now. I'm going to ask you this, Dennis. Who do you want to see in the playoffs the most? Alex Ovechkin, Sidney Crosby, or Patrick Kane? Because it feels like only one of them is going to get in this year.
Yeah. Okay, so I think Pittsburgh's getting in, right? They have a big game tonight in Detroit. They've got a couple more home games, Boston, Nashville. They finish on the island. I think they're getting in because they're right, 6-1-3 in their last 10. I want the team, not the player, I want the team with the minus 40 goal differential in the playoffs. That's what I want. And that's the Washington Capitals. That's
damn right.
What I want. Right? That's what I want. And then I want them to go upset the Rangers in the first round, which won't certainly won't happen. But that's what I want. But it's great. Man, at your point to you, like three all-time greats, three legacy players have a shot at making the playoffs. Now, the teams stink. They do. Let's be real here. The teams are underachieving. They're not good. Detroit blew it the other night, losing 2-1 at home to Washington. But that's Washington's so damn resilient. And the only reason they're in that position is because when they lose, they get blown out. When they win, it's 2-1 and 3-2. That's why it's minus 40. But I would love to see that. But they've got a little bear of a schedule as well. They've got home games against – after Buffalo tonight, they've got home against Tampa, home against Boston. It's going to be tough for them. And Pittsburgh's got a little bit more of a friendly schedule. But, again, that's a pivotal game against the Red Wings tonight. So I think to answer your question, I think Pittsburgh – my head says Pittsburgh. My heart says minus 40 goal differential.
What kind of a bloodbath is a Bruins-Lightning series going to be?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. It almost as bad as Florida and Tampa would be. But it's going to be it's going to be a sight to behold, right? Tampa's not they're not messing around, right? They're going to Vassie's finally healthy. Like, all the top guys are clicking. Now, their depth isn't where it was when they won championships, George, and that's why they're the wild card one as opposed to chasing the Atlantic Division title. But that's good and bad, right? Because for Boston, you know, like, steel sharpens steel. Like, if you truly don't care where you finish, right, then you want the best matchup. You want a team that's going to prepare you for the second round against the Florida or Toronto. Like, you'd be much more equipped getting out of a series with Tampa Bay than you would with Washington. So I think from a sharpness standpoint, you want to play them. But you won't get a more dangerous first wild card in years with Tampa Bay, because you got a guy in Kucherov who just creates points. You still have Stam, who's 30 goals plus. Points got 40. The question with them, again, is their depth. Like, will the depth be good enough if you be able to find a way to shut those guys down? But that's a really risky first-round matchup for Boston. But, again, it will help them, and I think it helps them coming off of last season where they coasted. They thought Florida was going to go to sleep. They didn't. You know, Marchand gets stopped on the breakaway. You know the rest of the story. I think they want the opportunity to say, hey, you know what? We got to be here from game one. We know Tampa Bay's an underdog in the series, but they're a very dangerous underdog.
Can you let us peek behind the curtain? Who's your vote for the Hart Trophy?
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'll say it because I've said it all year. Did you see Colorado against Minnesota on the weekend?
Did you see
that hat trick?
It was ridiculous.
Poor Jake Middleton. I have compassion for Jake Middleton, right? Because he went skiing. He went water skiing on that last goal. If you watch that play and set aside the three goals, George, the assist on the first goal was a thing of beauty as well. He's the MVP. Like, without question, he's the MVP. And I get the Kucherov love. I get it. The 40-point differential. But, again, this team, you know, is a better team, and he's just a dominant player. And I know the optics aren't the same, but I've been in the arena when he gathers speed in the neutral zone, and you could hear a pin drop. You hear the fans, you know, holding their breath. And I know that's having to do with voting, but he's a dominant player in this league. He deserves to win it, and I think he will. He certainly has my first-place vote. But, again, Kucherov's going to get some love, McDavid. But right now, it's been Mac since, I think, the first of the year for me.
Kucherov and McDavid might both hit 100 assists. Matthews might hit 70 goals. Which mark would be more impressive?
It's a great question. Because nobody ever does either thing, right? So I would say the 70 goals, right? Because the guy, you know, the other night in New Jersey, he was invisible, right? He didn't really do anything until the puck hit his stick and it was in the back of the net second later. Like, and then the game was over. So I just think 70 goals, when you know that people are laying for you and trying to defend you and scheme against you, and you still get that number, that's incredible. I'm not saying 100%, because here's the thing, how many secondary assists, and I'm not minimizing 100 assists, but the puck has to go in a net for a goal. And so for that reason, I'd say the 70 goals.
Great stuff. Dennis Bernstein, senior writer for the Fourth Period. You hear him on SiriusXM NHL Radio. Dennis, always a pleasure. Thanks for this, pal, and go Utah, whatever they're going to be called.
Always great being on the Big Show, boys. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
There he is, Dennis Bernstein. Great stuff, as usual, from Dennis.
So good. Just love chatting it. Just chomping it up. Wherever you want.
We are at the $3 million grand prize show home, courtesy of the Calgary Health Foundation, Foothills Hospital Home Lottery. Don't forget, buy your tickets before midnight tomorrow, Friday, April 12th. to be in to win the $1 million Canmore Condo Early Bird Prize. Over 1,600 square feet, two bedroom, two bath, two balconies, fully furnished, professionally decorated. Also, $25,000 in cash. Get those tickets before midnight tomorrow. Straight ahead, speaking of tickets, we're giving away Luke Bryan tickets next. With this Coyotes to Utah thing, does that mean the Flames and Oilers are moving? We want to hear your realignment. Move the divisions around a little bit. 960-960, name and location. Give us a phone call to 403-240-4444, 403-240-4444. We're talking some realignment. We'll do our lock of the day before Maddie shuts it down before he goes to Vegas.
Home stretch, boys. Let's go.
It's the Big Show, Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. It's the Big Show, Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, The Fan, powered by MortgagesToGo.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit MortgagesToGo.ca. We are at the gorgeous $3 million show home in support of the Calgary Health Foundation's Foothills Hospital Home Lottery. Don't forget, buy your tickets before midnight tomorrow, Friday, April 12th, to be in to win the $1 million Canmore Condo Early Bird Prize. That also comes with $25,000 worth of straight cash. Visit foothillshospitalhomelottery.com to order your tickets, or for more information on proceeds and prizes, call 1-888-541-5540. We still got lots to do here in the next 25 minutes or so. 18 minutes. We got to be right out on time.
Yes.
8:55 on the nose today, because you have a blockbuster guest coming up in Mucho Big Show.
Yeah, Calgary's own WWE superstar Natalya, last member of the Heart Dungeon to graduate out of that. So, yeah, she'll be joining me at 9 o'clock.
That's exciting. We'll be listening to that driving back to downtown.
Also,
why are you shaking your head?
Huh?
Oh.
Also
what?
What?
Sounds like O.J. Simpson died.
Yes. What?
What?
Yeah.
Sounds like. That feels like.
This is from his official X account. On April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asks you to please respect their wishes for privacy and grace.
Oh, so the juice is.
Oh, yeah.
It's been squeezed.
By Tom Pelissero here.
It's been squeezed.
Oh.
Wow.
It's been.
There's
squeezed.
So many.
I'm drinking orange juice right now.
That is
hilarious.
Tasteless, but I'm going to refrain.
Skate. Not today, Satan.
Yeah.
Not today.
Again, it's going to be hard for him to find the murderers where he's going.
Rest in peace.
Mm. Not really. Not so much.
Nope.
Okay. O.J. Simpson, gone. Okay. That's a very interesting celebrity death. Very interesting. Okay. On that note, let's give away some Luke Bryan tickets. Let's do it. 960-960, name and location. We've been talking about apparently Utah is going to get a team from Arizona. So what does that mean for realignment? Because it makes sense that you put Colorado, Utah, and Nevada or all together, put them in the same division. Does that mean the Flames and the Oilers are going to move? Give us your realignment, because Patrick came over the top rope and said your realignment, even Dennis Bernstein, was a big fan of yours. Give us a call too, 403-240-4444, 403-240-4444. You give us your NHL realignment, we like it, you make us laugh, you win the Luke Bryan tickets. It's that simple. I don't think I've looked at the text line, Patrick. There isn't too many on the text line
right now.
Goodness,
no, there's four.
See, generally, like when we do this, you have to comb through dozens and dozens and dozens of text messages. Not so much today on our realignment
question.
Don't
even have a phone call.
Didn't move the needle, eh? Mm.
Didn't move the needle. Mm. Like, I could totally go lowbrow and go O.J. Simpson content, but I'm not going to do that today because we're in the $3 million show home. Because I'm not going to do that today.
Good for you. Good for you.
I'm not going to do it. Forget it. I'm not going to do it. What do you got so far on the text line for us?
Well, let's hear it.
No good.
Ryan in Huzar. Reignite the Northwest Division. Have to go to three divisions per conference again. Northwest, Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, Seattle, and Salt Lake City. Pacific, San Jose, LA, Anaheim, Vegas, Colorado. Central, Winnipeg, Minnesota, Chicago, St. Louis, Nashville, Dallas, cares about the East.
Okay.
It's a great right. point. It's a really good
I
point.
I like that one. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's any way, like Utah, Colorado, Vegas are all going to be in the same division.
I don't think that they are. No one has made a peep out of this until this now. And it's like you've mentioned, it's no different. And no one has ever said boo about them needing to be in the same division. They're moving an hour north, maybe? 90-minute drive north?
Yeah, I don't
like,
think there
who
needs
cares?
To be crazy realignment here.
I don't
think so.
I frankly don't believe there has to be any realignment, but if we want to do Patrick's idea, I'm for it. Well, because I always support my boy Patrick.
Thank you, Matt.
Honestly, Patrick's division structure was probably
you,
the best.
And if Detroit,
you do NFL style.
And if Detroit has a problem
like four
with
division
it,
winners,
we can flip them with Columbus. Because Detroit has the problem with being in the West.
And nobody cares about what Columbus thinks.
That's true, too. But the eight divisions, I like the four division winners, four wild card thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you could essentially get four teams from the same division make the playoffs. You could. Or you just have, you know, and that kind of balances things out a little more because regular seasons weighted more instead of having this format where they have now where teams are getting second and third place spots when they don't really deserve to be in the second and third place spot.
The only thing is that if you go eight teams, it takes away the point of the divisional matchups and trying to create playoff rivalries in that sense, because if you're going to go that format, there's no guarantee that you ever get any sort of divisional matchup in the postseason. You could have literally every matchup could be interdivision. You could have four different matchups, and they all feature teams that barely play each other. And by barely, I mean, you know, three or four times
right.
a year. Like, you have to work out something different with the schedule, obviously, too. But that, I think, is kind of a problem. Like, you're kind of back to square one with the current issue that you're looking at, right? Like,
but at the same time, it also puts more weight on the regular season, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it would. Winning that division would mean so much more.
Means a ton.
Like
right.
it does in the NFL. It's like the bread and butter. Like if you lose your divisional games, and it's like, well, okay, now you're sewered.
And obviously it's a different animal because they play a lot less games. But I feel like the current playoff format with the NHL, it doesn't put the onus on regular season success maybe like it should. And this potentially could do that because you're automatically guaranteed a playoff spot if you win your division. And then it also gets rid of the also-rans.
Well, how about this? Not only do you guarantee a playoff spot, but you're guaranteed home ice.
I even like that more.
So your four wildcard teams have to start on the road, even if you have a two seed in a division that's better than another division.
I'm okay with that.
You know, the way that, you know, to continue going back to our NFL example, the Southern divisions are typically trash.
Yeah.
You would at least get to be home ice if you win your division and give yourself a better chance against a better team.
And again, back to the point of more weight on the regular season, it means something to actually win your division.
And the divisional games would be even more weighted. So you would have even more rigorous matchups during the regular season amongst those teams. And you add an extra game, like guarantee you play four games against all those teams, whereas nowadays you play either three or four against all your divisional teams.
Let's get to Brad on the phone line.
B-Rad.
Brad, good morning. How are you?
Good. It's the chairman of the block party. What's going on?
What's up? Did you hear O.J. Simpson passed away?
I did, actually. I was pretty surprised, but, I ain't talking about this.
Oh, no. Brad, you're cutting out.
I think he did that on purpose. That was a perfect time to be cutting out.
It's fine. Brad, give us
your answer.
Yeah, give us your divisional realignment.
Oh, I think it's going to stay the same. Why would they move? That's exactly.
All right, we got
it. Am I gone?
No, you're good.
Now you talk. Now talk. Talk now.
I'm on Stoney. I think they're going to keep it the same. Right? Wouldn't they keep it the same?
Okay, hang on the line, Brad. Thanks, pal.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks, pal. Just keep it the same. My damn phone keeps cutting out.
Chairman of the block party.
Yeah, well, he's not. I'm the chairman of the block party. He's just was blocked.
Well, I think that the people who are blocked call themselves the block party. And he feels like he's the chairman. Even though I don't think Brad is blocked.
Yeah, he's unblocked.
Yeah, we had to go through a process. But I think that's why he's the chairman, because he actually went through the legal process.
You know what's the funny thing?
Yeah.
Blocked people can still call in.
They can.
No, of course. By all means. Call in all you want.
We love them.
Yeah, we'll put you on the line. Curse, swear, whatever. We get delayed. No one will hear.
We'd much rather have you call in. Let's get to Steven on the phone line. Steven, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for calling in, Steven.
He's not great. He's lying. He's feeling okay.
Yeah. Best. Give us your deep.
I'm all right. I'm just really affected by the Harry Kane curse.
That's fair.
The Harry Kane curse?
He's cursed Bayern.
Yeah. Well, okay. I want to really know what Marty Rose's favorite thing about Bayer Leverkusen when he's in the Bundesliga will be.
My favorite thing about Linguica Leverkusen is that they've got 11 guys on the pitch most of the time.
He's a big Frim Pong fan.
Yeah, big Pong Frim. Pong Franz. Yep, I'm big into the footy. Bayern Mud Bunch or whatever.
Mud Bunch.
All right, Steven.
What do you want?
Hang on the line. Thanks, Steven. Go ahead.
So my realignment idea is I'm going to channel my inner Bright and just get rid of that travel benefit of the East and have, like, the New York team is the same division as California, you know, stick, like, Boston with Seattle.
Really mess things up.
Just put them in a randomizer and see what comes out.
Put them all in alphabetical order.
Every year they change.
There you go.
Every year the divisions change.
Yeah, dude, we could do a division lottery at the beginning of every year.
Would be fun.
There you go, Sportsnet, another two-hour program you can throw out in October. You'll love to see it.
The division lottery.
Yeah, early September, we're going to go 6 o'clock on September the 1st. Tune into Sportsnet, Ron McLean, Kevin Bieksa, David Amber, Elliot Friedman. We'll get the big lotto balls out, do a big spin. And then pull them all out one at a time and just get some new divisions.
Good
sort
show.
It all out from there.
It.
There you go.
I love it.
Yeah,
that's a good call.
Good call. Hang on
yeah.
the line. Okay. Hang on the line, Steven.
Yeah, you can sell it to a gambling company.
Great job.
Incredible
Great job,
stuff.
Utah
Patrick.
Won't like that.
Myron Mud Bunch.
Let's get to Patrick on the phone line. Patrick, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, boys. How are you guys today?
What are you up to this morning, Patrick?
Driving a garbage truck around Ayrton.
You're doing God's work, my man. Give us a new realignment.
I'm pretty sure they introduced the wild card back in the day because there wasn't an uneven number of teams in the NHL.
Yep.
I think they need to get rid of the wild card and top four teams in each division make the playoffs, and then add a little bit more for teams like us that are not going to make the playoffs. Teams that don't make the playoffs, they should do a quick tournament instead of the lottery to win the overall draft.
Okay. Hang on the line.
The problem with the tournament is that the better team, like the team that just misses the playoffs, is going to win every time, and then they just get, like, generational talents, and then you just have, like, this sewer of bottom feeders that will never see the sunlight again. You just essentially have, like, lizard people among your NHL.
Maybe that could be the case.
You just keep them in the sewer.
Or a team like the Sharks get hot. In the tournament.
And then they get one player.
Yeah. Mackenzie Blackwood.
And then they find themselves back in the tournament again next year.
Damn right.
And they get caved in over and over and over.
Let's get to Mark. Mark, good morning. How are you? Mark, my man.
Hey, if it helps Calgary, hey, guys, you're doing a great job. Thanks for taking calls because those other donkeys never, ever took calls. So
settle down.
If it opens up Calgary to have more last games of a six game road trip like the Knuckleheads always get, let's do it. Like it's great. Realignment. Having everybody turn and go north or south back up to Edmonton and Calgary, and that would be a benefit for the Flames.
Okay. Hang on the line, Mark. I like it. I like his train of thinking. He's like realignment where it gives the Flames and Oilers advantages when they have to finish in Alberta on their road trips. Okay.
Oh, so he's kind of looking at it from the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Like, rather than looking at like all the Flames road trips are going to be nightmares now, you kind of flip it the other way and like the other teams have to travel to Alberta.
Yeah.
I guess.
Do you like anything on the text line up? Oh, no, it's filling up. Do you like anything on the text line?
Yeah, here. We'll play this.
Roger Calgary.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but can we use this as a chance to give Edmonton to the KHL?
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just send them to Siberia.
I mean, they're far, they're far north enough.
Yeah.
It's not that far away.
Here's ask Kuzi how Yurkutsk is this time of year. It's like minus 40.
Got another good text.
Tyler in Springbank Hills. Fellas, I don't care what name the Utah team has or what division they play in, as long as their helmet sponsor is Five Wives Burgers and Fries. Love me some Luke Bryan.
Five wives.
It's like five guys, but it's five wives. Yes. Because of polygamy?
Yeah.
You get it?
You get it?
Because there's polygamists in Utah?
Beehive State.
You get it?
Beehive State. Can you imagine multiple wives? Would that be my worst nightmare?
Chop, chop, dig, dig.
Sean, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How
are
you guys?
Sean. Good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Right on.
All right, Sean, what's your realignment?
My realignment, I was just looking at the map, and I was thinking about going more of an east-west kind of deal. I was just like Seattle, Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, Winnipeg, one of them. And then the other one would be San Jose, California, Utah, Vegas, Texas, Arizona.
It makes a lot of sense.
Quadrants?
Avalanche, like, my bad.
Yeah.
Quadrants? Northeast, southeast.
Because then it just removes travel restrictions, right?
That makes sense. Okay, good call, Sean. Thank you. We only got 3 minutes here. We got to make a decision. Who's winning the tickets? You're on vacation. Who's winning the tickets?
Me?
Yeah.
You're making me pick?
Yeah, you want the phone line?
I like one of those last two ticks that we played.
The Five Wives guy?
I like the other one more, actually.
What, KHL to the Oilers?
No, Five Wives is the one. I shouldn't pick the KHL one. Yeah.
Tyler in Springbank Hills. Fellas, I don't care what name the Utah team has or what division they play in, as long as their helmet sponsor is Five Wives Burgers and Fries. Love me some Luke
Bryan. Congratulations. Congratulations, Tyler. You're going to see Luke Bryan, my man. Matty Rose is like, yeah, let's do it.
Listen, I want to apologize to everybody who actually had a divisional idea and actually answered the question properly, because I feel like I've kind of botched that there. But, hey, I love you guys.
Yeah,
great job. Have a good couple days without me.
Great job. Let's do our lock of the day, brought to you by Metal Supermarkets Calgary, offering a large variety of metal types and shapes, cuts any size, and ready fast. Metal Supermarkets Calgary, the convenience store for metal, located on 50th Avenue Southeast. I know, Matty, you're going to be watching this on the plane. Bayer Leverkusen playing West Ham United in some Europa League action today. Quarterfinals.
Wow.
I'm going to take Bayer Leverkusen to win by 1.5 goals. Lock it in on the Asian handicap.
Leiberschnuschen. I'm going to look at the Calgary Flames tonight. It's been a little bit of a staple for me here the last little bit. Andre Kuzmenko has been playing some really good hockey. Last game against the San Jose Sharks, I took him to go over 1.5, and he followed through. I don't know if I'm going to be able to really dive in on over 1.5, but I'm going to take him over 0.5. And also, my favorite line, Nazem Kadri, over 2.5 shots.
Lock it in.
I'm going to slap those together.
Is that Kuzmenko over 0.5?
Yep.
Okay. I will go to the association tonight. Not a lot happening here, really, but the Boston Celtics taking on the New York Knicks. I like the Knicks to cover the 2.5.
GVP.
I'm going to do some baseball, Reds and Brewers. I just like Ellie De La Cruz over 0.5 total bases.
Okay. Safe. Our lock of the day brought to you by Metal Supermarkets Calgary, offering a large variety of metal types and shapes, cut to any size and ready fast. Metal Supermarkets Calgary, going to miss you so much. The convenience store for metal, located on 50th Avenue Southeast. Maddie and Patrick gone tomorrow. 3 hours of Brent Cron, Mike Vernon in studio, Mucho Big Show, Natalia next.
I wonder if the garbage man's going to come pick you up.
On that note.
Bye.
See ya.
See ya.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.